This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakraborty.
And I'm Lisa Mullins. We're going to start today with more on the news of Olga Roche's resignation today as Commissioner of the Department of Children and Families.
This morning, Governor Deval Patrick announced that he had accepted her resignation with sadness, but he was explicit about why she was out as chief of the department.
She cannot garner the confidence of the public or of her line staff.
Roche's ouster follows a rocky year-long tenure that was marked by the deaths of three children under the age of five, all of whom were either under DCF supervision or had been identified by authorities as being in potential danger.
Governor Patrick also announced that Erin Devaney, the recently named Deputy Commissioner for Operations at DCF, would run the agency on an interim basis. Joining us now with more is WBUR's Dolores Handy. Hi there, Dolores.
Hi.
So first of all, Dolores, you've been covering this story. You were there this morning. And as we mentioned, this comes in the wake of three terrible deaths of young children. Was there a sense in any way that Olga Roche held any responsible for that, any responsibility for that?
Well, there was talking about the fact that there are so many, there are numerous issues at DCF, the lack of funding, old technology, too many caseloads. She was chief of the department, and the governor says she could no longer command the trust of the public, and as you heard him say a few seconds ago, the confidence of her line staff. She had earlier this year responded to the fact that there was a young boy, Jeremiah Oliver, missing for months, a boy who was supposed to be seen regularly by a social worker who had not been seen. So she responded to that by implementing reforms to make sure that no child under the age of five was lost. In actuality, that increased caseloads, and while she had begun hiring new staff, it was not enough to keep pace with those increasing caseloads.
Now, Dolores, Olga Roche had offered to resign earlier in the year after scathing criticism from state legislators. Why did that resignation come today?
Well, as the governor said, the time had come.
We knew the time was coming. We were waiting and hoping to get through the implementation of these reforms before making a change. But it's clear to me, clear to the secretary, and clear to the commissioner that we're not going to be able to get those reforms, the focus of the agency, as long as she remains in charge.
So, Dolores, what is the status of these reforms?
Well, they are hiring more caseworkers, but caseworkers themselves and the union that represents them say it's just not enough. They welcome the news that lawmakers, including the Speaker, Robert DeLeo, have called for more funding.
Okay, so this is interesting because you've been doing some reporting that indicates that some of these reforms may have backfired or are backfiring. What happened?
Well, I talked with Peter McKinnon, of the chapter president of the Service Employees International Union Local 509, which represents the social workers. He says those reforms that Roche put in place brought greater scrutiny to cases involving young children, but it did so without the staff, and they have been swamped. Some of the caseworkers who were already overloaded just couldn't handle them. He says there has been an additional 5,000 cases tossed to the to-do list just in the past few months.
Wow. Okay, so let's move on and talk a little bit about Interim Chief Erin Devaney. What do we know about her?
Well, she joined the agency 30 days ago, last month. The governor brought her in to help with the agency. She was brought in for her management expertise. Before that, she was general counsel at the Registry of Motor Vehicles, and she steps into a very embattled department. She says reforms already underway would continue, and some of those include
hiring staff to reduce caseloads, as well as implementing mobile technology that will provide real-time data to workers in the field where they provide services, and improving the efficiency of their time that they spend in the field.
That mention of technology is so important. It refers to something that caseworkers have been asking for, iPads to let them communicate, particularly when there are places where they can be reached by phone, like they're waiting in a courtroom for a hearing that hasn't happened and having to wait to get back to the office to make a call. But if they had the technology, the mobile technology, they could get some of the work done while they were doing that.
Okay. So, Dolores, finally, we've heard about hiring additional caseworkers, but there are other issues and people at issue regarding budget cuts at DCF. So what's going on there?
After that economic collapse we had a few years ago, big cuts were made to DCF, and they tried not to cut as many social workers. So they cut lower-level workers, social worker technicians. And these are people who do the driving the clients around, taking kids to meet their parents, driving them to doctors. Well, social workers have had to do that. So now they're hoping that the hiring more of them will free up caseworkers to focus on helping those that they're trying to help.
WBUR's Dolores Handy. Thank you so much, Dolores.
Thank you, Magna.
Well, let's turn now for reaction from the community of advocates who work with children and families. Mary McGeon is the president and CEO of the Massachusetts Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Children. She joins us now. Mary, welcome.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
So first of all, what's your quick reaction to Olga Roche's resignation today?
Well, first of all, you know, Commissioner Roche has given a career to helping kids and families, and she was passionate, and she is a dedicated public servant. So I have a lot of respect for her. At the same time, I really appreciate the fact that she put the needs of the agency and the kids and the family before her career in resigning today, because at this point, it's really clear that her staff, the legislature, and the community at large has really lost confidence in the administration at DCF. And for us to get back to the really important task of keeping kids safe, protecting them from abuse and neglect, she really did need to step down.
Now, Governor Patrick today said that he believes it's a high-risk move to make changes at the highest levels of DCF while the agency is right in the middle of such profound turmoil, but they're doing it anyway. It sounds like that you agree that this change was necessary.
Oh, absolutely. It was necessary. I think at this point, and I think Olga Roche would agree, her being in charge really had become a distraction. And what we need to remember is every single day there are social workers reporting to work at DCF who are working with kids and families and making really important decisions, and they need to be focused on that, not concerned about who's running the agency, what's going to be in tomorrow's headlines. They need to know that the full support and all effort is going into making sure their jobs, that they have the support to do their jobs. And I think that's really what's most important. As somebody who's looking at this, what has been really frustrating for some of these cases is some of the issues that have come up are so basic. And for me, I and people in my agency work at all levels with DCF, and the disconnect between that really frontline direct care person and the commissioner's office appears to be getting greater and greater and greater. And we need to make sure that the reforms, the policy changes that are being put in place are seen and viewed by the frontline staff as supportive, as tools to help them work with families, not just one more thing that management is asking them to do. And that's my concern right now, that they're seeing it as a burden and not supportive. And I would really encourage a new commissioner, the interim commissioner, to really listen to folks and understand and learn how they see the challenges right now and what we need to do to help them do their job.
Well, Mary, let me ask you about that, because you said that you feel there's a large disconnect between the frontline social workers and leadership at DCF. Do you think Interim Director Erin Devaney can do something to reduce that disconnect? I mean, she just joined the agency 30 days ago. She's been known as a very strong manager during her time at the Registry of Motor Vehicles. She had come into DCF as Deputy Commissioner for Operations.
Yeah.
Is fixing the operational problems at DCF going to get the agency, you know, a ways towards, you know, repairing how it runs as a whole and taking better care of the children and families under its purview?
I think she does bring a tremendous amount of management experience, and I think that will serve her well. Her experience at the RMV, my understanding is she also had some experience working in city government. I think those will serve her well as she works with the state legislature, which is another really big constituency group that the interim commissioner needs to reach out to and establish credibility and trust. So I think she's had some interesting experience that will help her come in, identify issues, look at system issues, and begin to make some changes. It's a step in the right direction, but it's not the whole solution. We're all eagerly awaiting the report from the Child Welfare League of America. It was intended to be an outside look at the organization and make some recommendations about what's working and what's not working. You know, I would strongly encourage the interim commissioner to, when that report comes out, to very quickly turn that into a work plan and begin to make short-term and long-term plans about what needs to get done right away, what may get done under her watch, and what will get done under the person who takes on the job on a longer-term basis until this administration completes their term.
And Mary, let me ask you a final question, because, of course, DCF handles thousands upon thousands of cases every year. But we can't forget that today's resignation was prompted by the deaths of three children. Two of them were infants. One was, under the age of five. I mean, it's an extraordinarily tragic series of events that has brought us here. So from your perspective as an advocate for children, what do you honestly think would be one of the most important simple changes that DCF could make immediately to prevent these things from happening?
Boy, first of all, it is such an important job. It's not an impossible job, but it is an important job. And the commissioner needs to establish leadership, needs to be transparent about the work that is done at DCF, and in my opinion, really needs to listen to individuals. There are so many people involved with this agency, as there should be. There are foster parents. There are biological parents. There are folks in the community who work with these individuals in mental health services and substance abuse and unemployment issues. I would really encourage a commissioner to bring those folks in and hear from them some of the issues that are playing out with families and kids, because they really are seeing the day-to-day issues and the struggles and the barriers to helping these families.
Mary McGeown is president and CEO of the Massachusetts Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Children. Thank you so much for joining us today.
You're very welcome. Thank you.